Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 62nd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Oh, as I was reading this thing about the pit in Psalm 40, do you know he brought us out of a pit? Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. So as Joseph was brought out of that pit, and boy, look what happened to him, okay? Well, we also was brought out of a horrible pit, and he established our feet. And he's taking good care of us, is he not? God's taking great care of us. Even through our difficulties, God has always been good to us. So that's just a picture that we see from Joseph and these brothers, a picture of Christ, not just his life, and not just his death, not just his resurrection being brought up out of the pit, but also the future, how that kingdom and all these things. Beautiful picture. Anyway, verse number 6. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there shall be another 5 years, in which there shall be no earing nor harvest. Verse number 7. Now here it is again. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Joseph realized that God was sovereign and God had a plan in his life, and he wasn't blaming his brothers. And understand, you threw me in the pit. You left me there. Matter of fact, I didn't read Psalm 40 verse 1 where it says, I was crying out and he heard my voice and he brought me up out of the pit. It's exactly what happened with Joseph. He's in that pit. And remember, he was crying out, help me, help me. And he was lifted up out of the pit. Of course, they had other ideas. But yet the point is, God was in control. God had a perfect plan for Jacob or Joseph. And then verse number 9, haste ye, go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me the Lord of all of Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. I love this section. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Remember, Goshen was a place of a plenty there in Egypt. And I think it was 900 square miles or somewhere like 900 square miles, a fertile region, more than enough room for the family and for their sheep and for their cattle. It was the best of the best. That's why he said, you're going to the land of Goshen. He's going to make sure dad had the best. Okay, let's move on. Verse number 11. And I will nourish thee there, and yet for there are yet 5 more years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. Now, before I go any farther, remember now, this has been 22 years from the time he was thrown into the pit. 22 years later, we're at this point. 22 years, a lot has taken place. Verse number 12, and behold, your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh to you again. I can just hear them or just see them. Their mouth is just dropped. They can't say a word. They don't know what to say. Matter of fact, we read earlier, they're troubled and they have no words. And he said, it's me. It's me. It's me. When again, he says, that my mouth that speaketh unto you. Verse number 13, and now ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt. I want you to tell dad about the things you've seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. I love that section. Literally, y'all want you to hurry up. Don't fool around. I want to see dad. It's been 22 years. So make haste, go get him, and come right back. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and he wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And I remember we talked about this last week. Man, what a great reunion. Remember, Benjamin was just a little boy, just a little boy, just you know, not even a teenager when Joseph, who was 17, was thrown into the pit. Benjamin was the younger brother. So Benjamin didn't know a lot about Joseph because he's just a little kid. And Joseph, now a lot of that took place in 22 years, and now Joseph is now 39, and Benjamin's probably about 30 years old or so about this time. And so I can't just imagine. We'll go a little bit farther. As they wept upon his neck, verse 15, moreover, he kissed all of his brethren. What forgiveness. Joseph forgave all of his brethren. He kissed all of his brethren and wept upon them. And look at this. And after that, his brethren talked with him. I wonder what they talked about. They had a lot to catch up on, you reckon? 22 years, but you will notice that nothing was said. Of course, not much is said here, but I don't think they said much about throwing him into the pit and selling him. And I don't think much was said about that coat of many colors, how it was ripped off of him and thrown into the pit. I don't think they talked about, well, Joseph, we took that back to Dad and showed him to Dad. I think they talked more about families and the good things and what's happened in Joseph's life and how God's been so good to them. I think it was a happy family reunion now, verse number 15. Then verse number 16. The fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house. Boy, you talk about news traveling quickly. Remember, Joseph had sent all the servants out. And the servants were out in the house, and they heard Joseph cry out, oh, it's my brother, it's me. And I could just imagine, they didn't have email, they didn't have cell phones. I imagine hightailed it to Pharaoh. You'll never guess what we learned. Well, people like to talk, you know, anyway. You never guess what we learned. Joseph's brothers, that's them. And all was heard about it saying, Joseph's brothers are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well. And his servants. It was good in Pharaoh's eyes. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say this unto thy brother. Remember, Pharaoh is now the potentate, not just of Egypt, but you could probably safely say the whole world. Because the whole world was coming to Egypt because of the famine all over. And Pharaoh was a mighty man, and Joseph was just under him. This do ye, lade your beast, and go, and get you into the land of Canaan. Verse number 18, and take your father in your households, and come unto me. Remember, this is now Pharaoh speaking. And I will give you all the good of the land of Egypt. And I like this part. And ye shall eat the fat of the land. The word fat here literally means the best that we have. It's a land of plenty. While there's famine everywhere else, you come here and you can have the fat of the land. In other words, you have the best there is. Let me add a little bit to this. Do you know, I like a little bit of fat. I don't like a lot of fat. When I eat my steak, some of y'all, well, Doug can't stand it. I remember when we were in Romania. Me and Latresa talked about this to somebody a couple weeks ago. When Doug and Diana first went to Romania, we were just behind them a few weeks, remember, just a few weeks after they got there. And they were in apartments there in Otapin. I still remember that train track or that, what was that, tram thing, you know. I remember there was a tram coming. What do you call that thing, tram? It wasn't a tram. It was a trolley car, you know, and this goes, and I remember he crossed over the street because he was right there right downtown. Boy, the smoke and the diesel, I still remember that. You know, you're in that apartment up there. You get on the balcony and all the hustle and bustle in Bucharest. It's in Bucharest. And I still remember going across the road to the bakery and some shops, and DJ, just a little bitty boy, his foot got stuck in that track. And here comes that little trolley, ding, 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 ding. And he pulled his foot out, and there's his little shoe right there. And I remember I got it out of her shoe. But I remember getting stuck in that. Anyway, I said all this to say that we went and got some meat, and you had to buy it. They didn't have all the refrigeration and all in the time, and it's fresh meat. And it still had the video. Latrice still has that video of me and Latrice fighting over cutting that meat up. Remember that? It was chunks of meat. And he'd take his knife and he'd cut off some of that fat. He'd cut off all the fat. Every bit of the fat. I said, Doug, you're ruining that meat. And we'd sit there argue, man, that fat brings taste to the meat, you know. And Doug, we're on opposite end of the spectrum. He likes his meat well done. It's like leather. I tell him, it's like leather. I like mine rare, man. Let the blood run, you know. And I like a little bit of fat. You know, when I get prime rib, you know how prime rib, there's some fat on it. I eat that fat. I know y'all think I like the taste of it, the fat. That's kind of what that means. It's the best. Now, you may think, okay, I'll leave that alone. All right. But he's talking about you eat the fat of the land. He ain't talking about the fat on a prime rib. He's talking about the fat, the best that we have. You're going to, you guys, it's all yours. Literally, he said, it's all yours. The good of the land is yours. All of Egypt is yours.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.